This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I'm watching the Republican debate a few days ago, a week ago. And of course, they, you know, get to Tim Scott. And I think it was a question about race or, you know, and Tim goes through this conversation. And then he closes it out by saying there is no racism in America anymore. It does not exist. And, you know, for me, people like me who understand it, that statement is not true, at least from the world that I see and the world that I look at every day. I then had to understand that it could be different in the world that he sees. And so it gave me pause not to get upset with him. We all create our own narratives. And in Tim Scott's case, the representative of South Carolina, in Tim Scott's case, the world that he's been allowed to live in now, in his world, and the people that he interact with, the people that he spend most of his time with, he probably doesn't see race. He probably doesn't see racism. He probably doesn't have to interact with it or see it or be a part of it, you know. And so I have to accept the fact that in his world, he doesn't see racism. But in the real world, the world that some of us live in or most of us live in, we understand that it will never go away. There are certain things in America that will never, ever go away. It won't ever dissolve. It won't ever be something that we don't ever discuss again. It will always be here. And racism is one of those things. It will always exist. Because it started from one key element, human beings. We, human beings, mostly European, white, created racism. They created it through economics, through spirituality, through cultural, everything that you can think of under the sun was created with racism in mind. And that can never go away. Because human beings, it's called learned behavior. When you are taught from day one, that you are superior to another race of people, that does not mean that you spend your life hating those people. It means that structures have been put in place to make sure that that group of people on a massive level will never be equal to you. Now, again, if you live in a culture, if you live in a community, if you live in a society where you don't have to experience that, and that's easy to do depending on your status, your economic status, depending on the group of people that you hang out with or be around, well, you don't have to ever experience that. At least you don't think you do. But trust me, there are decisions being made even on your behalf, and some of them have a lot to do with your race. Now, I just said a few minutes ago that there are certain things that are guaranteed for us, right? That will never, ever go away. Now, I was watching, I was fortunate enough, I had never watched the story of Jesse Owens. I had never on Netflix, had never saw it, had never really, you know, I knew about Jesse. I kind of did some studying about Jesse and you know, knew about him. The four gold medals, the whole thing in with Hitler, you know, not wanting to congratulate him and give him his just due and all of that stuff and how the two Jewish runners were not able to run and you know, the prejudice, the racism that took place in the 30s. And here it is, again, for us who live in this world full of human beings who some have been raised in an environment where they see us differently forever. See, unless we have a Noah experience, you know, there's always going to be people on this planet that's going to hate other races of people in America. That's just a fact of life. Now, again, you might live in some parts of America or some communities of America, and you may not ever have to experience it anymore because you've adapted to another group of people and you have just have come to the conclusion that you've been accepted. And God bless you if that's the case. God bless you. Tim Scott, God bless you. I'm glad that you don't have to experience it anymore. I'm glad that you don't see it anymore. And wherever you stay, whatever group or community that you exist in, you stay there because you're at a place where all of us who see it every day and read about it and visualize it and see it on media, we hear about it. We hear about the discrimination in housing, or we hear about the discrimination. And I'm not talking about in the 30s, Mr. Scott. I'm talking about right now. We hear about the discrimination in housing. You know, all you got to do is kind of pop on the TV and you can kind of see it. But see, you have an audience and you have a platform. And the unfortunate part about that is that if you get on a platform and you don't speak truth to power, then the power stays the same. The power won't expand for righteousness' sake. The power will stay the same. So, I know you got a group of people that are trying to help you become the president of the United States of America, and they're telling you that, Mr. Scott, you need to stay on this narrative. You just got, even though it's not true. And it's not true from an America standpoint, but it's true from your environment, from your where you are, even though it's true in that place, it's not really true on a broader spectrum. But your group of people are telling you have to stay on that because that's going to allow you to have this group of white people, this group of European people that will continue to support you. They will continue to fund you. They will continue to give you money because reality is something that is hard for any of us to have to deal with. So I understand it. I ain't mad at you. You know, I hate that you have this large platform and you just can't be honest and real about it and say, hey, it's still a work in progress. Yes, we have racism. Yes, it will exist for the rest of our lives, but we have to continue to fight it. We have to continue to fight to the finish. We have to continue to deal with it. You know, it goes all the way back to biblical times. And if it hadn't went away over 2,000 years ago, it's not going to go away just because you're running for president and you're making statements that it don't exist. You know, I hate it because we got enough going on in the world and we have people in powerful positions who have platforms and they don't know how to tell the truth. I mean, they're sitting in front of somebody saying, hey, you know, yeah, it's not true, but you need to say this. Yeah, it's not true, but you need to do this. Yeah, it's not true, but you're going to have to do it this way. If you want to get to this part, you want to get to this level, you can't get to it by telling the truth. You can't get to it by being honest. You can't get to it by being decent and have some integrity and have some character. That time has come and gone. The only way you can make it now, you got to decide what side you're going to be on. You got to be unlimited in the lies that you tell. You just got to accept the fact that there's two cultures, one black and one white. You got to accept that there's a lower class and a middle class and a upper class. And if you want to live in this upper class, then you got to understand what class means and have nothing to do with the lower class. And that's the world that we live in now. You want to make it better? The way we can help to have our own platform or have a larger platform, that's where voting comes in at. That's where reading and understanding comes in at. That's where knowing not just what's going on in your street, not what's going on the main street, not what's going on just in your town or your community, but also understanding what's going on in America and in the world. We know that there are some things on this planet that will always be here. And all you got to do is cut your TV on. Could you imagine? I mean, could you imagine when George Floyd was probably, you know, understanding now that this man was not going to get off his neck? That he was saying, why is this happening? Racism doesn't exist. Could you imagine the brother in New York that was selling cigarettes and selling other things, and the police came up to him and started to choke him? Could you imagine his last words being, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. There's no racism. They're not attacking me because I'm black. Can I go even further back? Can you imagine that night when they finally pulled over Rodney King and they started to mercilessly beat him? And if he would have died, he just would have died. That his thought was, wait a minute, what's going on here? These cops can't be looking at me in a certain way. Let's take it to another level. Can you imagine that couple that was trying to sell their house and realized the realtor was valuing their house at a lower rate because they were black? And then when they had their white friends come in and act as though they owned the house, put white pictures all over the wall, that the value of the property went up. Could you imagine that those black people, that black family was saying, wait a minute, racism doesn't exist. So why is this happening? It will always exist. And you know what the hardest part is that what is it like when you go into a dealership and you're black? Will they give you the same deal? Is that man who's the salesperson or the sales manager, is he looking at you going, oh, wow, great, it's a black person. I can jack up the interest rate. I can manipulate them. How are they going to know? They don't know the white customer I had that I basically gave them a break or I did everything by the book. It's a culture that we've been used to. So, hey, that's what happens with black people. When you go buy a house, is that real estate person or that bank immediately going to jack up the interest rate, immediately going to up the price because you're black? Or are those people are going to be honest? I believe the majority of a people in America are good and decent people. But there is also a group of people in America that will always hate people of color. Always. And some of those people work on your job. Some of those people go to your church. Some of those people live in your neighborhood. And some of those people eat in the same restaurant you eat in. So, Tim Scott, don't let history, because one day somebody's going to talk about you. I would hope that you would want them to say positive things about you, that you were honest, that, hey, you used to speak a whole lot of rhetoric, but then you learn, hey, what's it going to hurt me to be just honest and be truthful about things that I know on a broader perspective. You could always say in the neighborhood that I live in, racism doesn't exist. But on a broader spectrum, I understand it still exists in some parts of America. That would be an honest statement. I love you, brother. I just want to help you out here. Nothing but love for you and other brothers who think like you do, that have convinced themselves that the world somehow that they live in is different. It's gotten better. But you can go way back to the 30s and see some similarities in 2023. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.